According to scriptures, in the Prakat Leela, the pastimes which are here in this material world, Krishna's pastimes, there at Bansivat, from the left arm of left side of Krishna, Srimati Radhika appears, and from his right side, Sadashiv Tattva, that is Lord Shankar, he appears from that in Prakat Leela. Originally, I should speak a little louder. In Prakat Leela, in Krishna's pastimes in this material world, at Bansivat, from Krishna's left side, Srimati Radha appears, and from right side of Krishna, Shiva, that is Sadashiv Tattva, he appears. So originally, Shankar is Sadashiv Tattva, which is non-different from Vishnu Tattva. They are one and the same. That is how it is, Maharaj is going to explain that. Sadashiv Tattva and Vishnu Tattva are non-different. So Maharaj is going to explain on that. The Shankar who fulfills the desire of this materialistic people, their all karmic desires, they want money and whatever things they want, that is all done by this Sadashiv Tattva. How he appears? From Karanadoshai Vishnu. You know Karanadoshai Vishnu? From him, from his forehead, a light appears. And when that light meets this material creation, then Sadashiv Tattva in the form of Rudra appears. And he takes care of this materialistic people's desire and dealing with them. Now Maharaj is explaining verse from Brahma Samhita, which explains, which speaks for the Sadashiv Tattva.
Is that from Mahavishnu did you say?
No, I'm telling
that. Okay.
Yeah. So, this verse from Brahma Samhita explains that there is no difference between Vishnu and Shankar, just as milk transforms into curd, yogurt. Similarly, Vishnu transforms a part of his energy, transforms in the form of Shankar and manages affairs. Now, how it happens? This energy from Vishnu Tattva which comes out, it takes the association of this material creation, the mode of ignorance, doesn't get covered by it, but associates with it for doing this affair, managing this affairs, and afterwards he doesn't get affected. For example, you take a stick in your hand to do some work and then you drop that stick away. It's not that you have become that stick. Similarly, Vishnu Tattva to manage his affairs takes that the mode of ignorance from this material creation, and with it together they work as Sadashiv Tattva, but he doesn't get covered by that material mode of ignorance. So he is called Guna Avatar also. Now, mostly Sadashiv Tattva is Vishnu Tattva. Very rarely, few jivas, when they become qualified, they act as Sadashiv Tattva. And it is at that time they are called Guna Avatar, not other times. When Vishnu himself takes that position, then he is not Guna Avatar. But when jivas, they become qualified, and then Vishnu empowers them to work as Sadashiv Tattva, then they are called Guna Avatar. So mostly Shivas, Sadashiv Tattva is Vishnu Tattva. Very rarely jivas become qualified for that position. But in the case of Brahma, mostly Brahma's position is taken. The work of Brahma is done by jivas from this material world who go and become qualified. Very rarely, when there is no qualified soul, living entity, then Sadashiv Tattva, that is Mahavishnu, he takes the position of Brahma. So, na prithak, they are non-different. He gave the example, you heard, from a lamp. From one candle, you lit so many candles. But the original candle stays the same, like that. For Brahma, the Lord empowers his mode of passion in Brahma to create everything. But Sadashiv, he is himself, he is non-different. In Vaikuntha, Karanatoshai, who is above Virja, there on the marginal platform, Narayana, from him this light comes, which is completely spiritual and transcendental, meets with this material creation and then they form Sadashiv Tattva. Now Maharaj is raising a question, Brahma is our Adi Guru, why not Shankar has been accepted as our Adi Guru? He is much much more qualified than Brahma. Now here Maharaj is explaining that Brahma needs to be instructed in the science of Krishna consciousness, but Shivji, he doesn't need, he is one, he is non-different from Vishnu Tattva. He gave how it happened, how Brahma came from lotus and then Krishna from Parasaraswati, he gave through Parasaraswati, he gave him Gopal mantra, and then from his flute he gave him Kham Gayatri, and then this is how he made him his devotee. And then afterwards, even after getting these things, Brahma was not having any realizations, and then Krishna said, you may realize all these things, and then by empowering by his mercy of Krishna, Brahma became realized in the science of Krishna consciousness. But Shiva, there's no need for him to go through this process, he knows everything. He gave example just like,
so he's saying that the reason why Brahma is our Adi Guru is just his reason, because he accepted initiation like that in the way that we have to.
Yes, so he's Bhakta Tattva.
Sadashiv
is Vishnu Tattva, he is Krishna, a form of Krishna himself. So he doesn't need to be instructed in this thing. But we are sadhaka, so we need somebody who is from our side, who is sadhaka, who is not yet in that person. Now here he just gave an example that, for example, a father has two sons, one is younger and elder, so he doesn't care so much for the elder because he knows everything like that, he is qualified. But he takes care for a younger one so much. Brahma, at so many times we have seen that he becomes bewildered by Krishna's energy, yoga maya. But Shankar, very really, he doesn't get bewildered. He doesn't get. Even if he gets, then that is for some particular reason which Maharaj has quoted later on, and he is explaining why it happened at that time. Shankar ji also has. He serves in the Ashtakaliya Leela Seva. He meditates on that and he serves in that, whereas Brahma, he doesn't have any such permission. And then he quoted a verse by Sanatana Goswami. I could not follow it, but it starts like Vrindavana, Swayam Maule, Sanak Sanandan, Gopeshwar, like that verse goes like this.
That's in Raghunath Das.
Yeah, from that problem. Yeah. So in this verse they are saying, Sanatan Goswami Pad and Shankarji, they are both like very friendly with each other. Wherever Sanatan Goswami Pad is, Shankarji is there, or wherever Shankarji is there, Sanatan
Goswami
Pad. Yes, Vrindavana Vrindavani Pate Jaya Soma Soma Mole Sanaka Sanandana Sanatana Naradeyam Gopishwara Brajavilasi Yugandri Padame Prema Paretsa Nirupadhi Namo Namaste. This verse goes like this. So when Sanatana Goswami Pad was in Govardhan, then Shivji there, Lord Shiva was there in the form of Chakleshwarji, and then Sanatana Goswami Pad daily used to go to Gopeshwarji here in Vrindavan, and when he became old and was sick and could not come, was not able to go, then Shivji came. He said, okay, you stay there, I'll come in the form of Bankhandi Mahasur. And then he came here, and then they would meet for vidyavishan. And there, he's also in the form of Nandishwar, that in Nandagram, they have that mountain which is Nandishwar. There he has witnessed all the pastimes under Vatsala Yoga, nothing more than that. And then nearby he is also known as Asheshwar. By his boon, Nanda Baba, that is Prajanya, he got a son. And then also another pastime which we know, that he comes in the form of a yogi and wants to take the darshans of Krishna again and again, and Mother Yashoda doesn't want, and then he says, okay, and then Krishna cries, and like that, the pastime also story.
Which darshan?
That he wants to see darshans of Krishna who has appeared, but Mother Yashoda sees this yogi is wearing all these things and snake, and I won't let my Krishna see him, witness him, because it's so fearful form. And then when he leaves, and Mother Shri doesn't let him see, then Krishna cries, and he doesn't stop. He cries so much, endlessly. And then everybody, all the gopis, they just say, it must happen that yogi came and you didn't let him see, so due to that happened. So you must call him, then call him again, and he see. And then the child stops crying. And then he says, okay, whenever he cries, then I'm staying nearby, you can call me. And I just need two things. I need rye and salt, and with that, I'll make him stop crying. Like that. So, Raghunath Das Goswami Pada has also explained these things in Braja Leela Sava. Now, he gave the description of the word Gopeshwara. I think he spoke in English. Do you need to translate? Okay. So, generally people understand Gopeshwara means gopis are their master, that Gopeshwara. So he says, if gopis are the master of Shiva, then how can they, how can he give them boon? He is inferior, then how can he give them boon? So then reconciling this, he gave this, that Nityasiddha gopis are the master of Shiva, but those who are sadhansiddha gopis, they are controlled by Shiva. I mean, controlled in the sense that they are supposed to worship Shiva. In Prakat Leela, when sadhaksiddha gopis go there, then without the mercy of Gopeshwar, they cannot enter in rasa. But at the same time, we should understand that Nityasiddha gopis are not like that, and Shivji is inferior to them. That is why Das Goswami Pad sort of, he tells everybody that we should must hanker, or we must pray for the mercy of Lord Shiva, Gopeshwar. And also in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami Pad has explained this. And then explaining there, he says that it is not essential or necessary for Vaishnavas to fast on this Shivratri day, but like Ekadashi, Nityanand Prabhu's day, or Advaitacharya Prabhu's day, all this are Vishnu Tattvas, so we must fast. But there he doesn't mention about fasting for Lord Shiva on Shivratri day. But then Maharaj raises a question that Hari Bhakti Vilas is scripture only for Vaishnavas and discusses the process only for Vaishnavas, all the etiquette. Why he mentions there about this fast? So he says it's not necessary, but he doesn't forbid us. So that means we should do it if it's written there. And if we are not doing it, then it is pratyavaya. That means it's not good if we are not doing it. We must do it. Why we should do it? We should do it for Krishna Preeti. For Krishna's favor. To please Krishna, we must do it. How Krishna is going to please? He's telling that. Shankar speaks to Parvati that verse, in which, in the verse they say that how much difficult is to become the devotee of Vishnu, and then who is that Vishnu? He spoke that verse. And also in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there this pastime which Maharaj quoted later on, will describe, he just spoke about here, and he says they have forbidden, they have given some curses to each other in their pastime, and they say you should not fast on Shiva, or you should not worship Shiva. If you do that, then you will face disaster and everything will be ruined, like that they said there. But he says we have seen examples of Kansa or Ravana or those people who have worshipped Shiva, what had happened to them. So anybody who is worshipping Shiva, considering him as a separate identity than Krishna, considering him as an independent Lord, Ishwar, God, then they are ruined. It's not good. We should not feel like that. We should understand that Sadashiv Tattva is non-different from Vishnu Tattva. This is why Krishna will be pleased if we pass on this stage. Here in Braja, he is known as Gopeshwara. And Yogamaya, Radha, Krishna, they have given him authority that you must check and those gopis who want to enter in Rasa Dance. And then you should permit only those who are qualified. So Dattva Goswami Pad is not saying anything new, he is repeating the words of Sanatana Goswami Pad. Now why we call him Shiva Linga? He is giving the word, definition of word Linga. Lingam jayate iti linga. Lingam means chinna. Chinna means symptoms. Symptoms. Chinna means symptoms, marks. So when Shiva annihilates, do the pastime of annihilation, then all the living entities, they enter in Sadashiv Tattva, and from there they enter in Vishnu Tattva and rest there. So this is why he is called as Ling. This is the definition of the word Ling. In Hindi we can match the words, but in English it's like different.
What does it mean?
Linga means mark, symptom. Mm. So then he gives the definition that how it's called Ling. Linga means, in Hindi we have the expression of this word. So it tallies with this definition which Maharaj has given, that he, when the annihilation takes place.
When annihilation?
Yeah, and then all the jivas, they go in Sadashiv Tattva, and through him they go to Vishnu Tattva and rest there. So this is why it's called as Linga.
I don't understand.
I'm difficult. I'm getting difficult for me also. But in Hindi I can. Mark, symptom. So then he gives the definition that how it's called Linga. Linga means, in Hindi we have the expression of this word. So it tallies with this definition which Maharaj has given, that he, when the annihilation takes place.
When annihilation?
Yeah, and then all the jivas, they go in Sadashiv Tattva, and through him they go to Vishnu Tattva and rest there. Mm. So this is why it's called as Linga.
I don't understand.
I'm difficult. I'm getting difficult for me also. But in Hindi I can. I have problem also because it's not my mother language. it's borrowed language. Anyway, so there are five.
Wait. Which Vishnu did I go to?
He comes from that Karana Toshai. There are five different appearance of Sadashiv Tattva in this world. How is it? He's telling that. First is called Jyotirlinga, because the presiding deity is in South India somewhere, which Maharaj doesn't remember. He was telling that. The other is called, First is called Jyotirlinga. Yeah. And the presiding deity is somewhere in South India. Then Ambulinga. This is Chakratirtha in Kashinagar. The presiding deity is here. Ambulinga means made from water. And then Mridamaya, that is, which is from this mud, earth.
Mridamaya.
The presiding deity in Rameshwar, which was made by Srimati Sita Devi, who Hanuman tried to break but could not, was not able to break that, although it was made from mud only. The another one is Vayu Linga. Vayu means air. He doesn't give any example of that. Then Akash, that is in Ambarnath. The presiding deity is there.
Where?
In Ambarnath. Akash. But in this material world, generally people worship Shiva as Gauri Shankar, both. And why is in the form of Ling? that base like this is Adhar, the base, and on that ling is there, that is Lord Shiva. So Parvati and Shiva together, they form as that ling. That means he takes the base of this material world and works on that. But Vaishnavas don't worship Shiva in this form. We worship Shiva in the form of Gopeshwara. Then he says Hanuman, Garud and all these people, they are also his manifestations, Lord Shankar. And they are very ideal servants. Not like Ravan, Kansa, Bhasmasuras, like that. They are doing worship in the mode of ignorance. Now he is giving description about the names, the potency of name. He says, you should not see any difference between the name of Shankar and Krishna. They are both same. Those who see difference, they will do offense. How? We should understand, because then we think about the second offense. He says, you should not consider equal, so he is giving how the difference is there. We should see Shankar as part and parcel of Vishnu or as servant of Vishnu. Servant of Vishnu. So we know anything which, any paraphernalia of Vishnu has the same potency of Vishnu. So Shankar has the same potency. Only if we have the consideration of the materialistic person they have, Gauri Shankar, then it is offense. Otherwise it's not offense. Meaning that if we see him as a separate identity than Krishna, a separate Ishwar, then we are doing wrong, not otherwise. Confirming the same point, he quotes past times from Srimad Bhagavatam. He spoke about that pastime of Daksh Prajapati. So there was one conference, and in that conference all these demigods, Brahma and everybody was sitting there, and Daksh Prajapati was there also. Some sacrifice or something was taking place, and then Lord Shiva arrived there in that sacrificial place, arena there, and then everybody stood up. Even Brahma stood up and he gave him honor, respect, paid him obeisance, whatever. But this Daksha Prajapati did not. But even instead, he said to Shankar that you are my son-in-law and your senior, and father-in-law is like a father, so you should respect me. Why didn't you give me proper respect? So he cursed him. Before that he was so angry, but Lord Shiva was very patient. He did not retaliate in any way, but he also started giving curse. Still Lord Shiva did not do anything. Then Lord Shiva felt a little bit unhappy. He was unhappy, but still he didn't do anything. He came back, and then there Parvati was there, Sati, she was there, and she saw that Shiva is upset. She inquired, but Shiva said, no, nothing has happened, nothing of that sort. He didn't disclose. Then another time, there was some festival at Daksha Prajapati's place, home. And Daksha Prajapati had so many daughters, 27-28 daughters, and Parvati wanted to go there. So Shiva said, no, you should not go there, because if he doesn't respect the husband, then why you go there? There's no point in going there, though he may be your father. But she said, no, I must go there. And she did not stop, and she went there. And then again, she got burned there, and all the story. And then Maharaj says, why? Why Sati got burned there in the fire? Why she, bent it into blazes, whatever you say. In Ram Leela, when Lord Ramchandra got separated from Sita Devi, and he was looking and searching for Sita Devi in the forest, and he was saying, ha Sita, where are you? Like that he was saying. Then Shankar and Parvati, they both appeared there. And Lord Ramchandra respected them, and they did that etiquette to each other. At that time, Parvati, she got bewildered or whatever, and she doubted that this Ram is the Ishwar, he is the Lord. She said, I know where is Sita, I can bring Sita, and he doesn't know where is Sita. He's trying to make a show. That means he's like an ordinary human being. So she was doubting his personality, the personality of Ramchandra as a god. So then she spoke to Shankar, and Shankar said, no, you should not doubt. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He is acting like that. But Parvati said, no, I have doubts. So Shankar proposed, okay, you may have a test. you can have an examination sort of thing, Pariksha. Then she said, alright. So then she took the form of Sita Devi and came in front of Ramchandra. And then Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra, he paid him obeisances and took a circumambulation and said, oh mother, Shankara is gone. Where are you alone in this forest? And she was embracing. She was feeling so much embracing. I mean, what happened? Why I did like that? So she went back to Shiva and Shiva inquired, you did Pariksha, you did examination, but did you found? She said, no, I didn't do any Pariksha. So Lord Shiva, he sat down in his meditation and then he saw that she did. So he felt very upset. And within his heart, he pledged, because now she acted as wife of Ramachandra. So now she is his mother. So he cannot have any more relations with him as wife. So within his heart, he pledged that now, from this time onwards, I will see you as my mother, not as my wife anymore. But he did not spoke outwardly through words. But immediately, a voice came from the sky and said, you have done unparalleled pledge. Nobody is so strong in words like you. So Parvati heard this word and said, you did something in your heart, you pledged some kind of thing in your heart. So he said, no. And he did not disclose that to Parvati at all, like that. So this is how this was the cause, and then he went there and the whole passion took place, and that's why she burned. Because in this body he cannot treat him anymore as wife. So this passion
was
there.
So was Parvati who burned?
No. Sati.
Oh, Sati, the wife of Shiva burnt in that Sita. Then she came back as Parvati.
Yeah. At that same place only, at that very spot, also curses took place between Bhrigu Rishi and Nandi. All that passion took place also. Maharaj described that. Here Maharaj is pointing that the thoughts of Daksha Prajapati are like completely a materialistic person, just like Raman or Kansa or Bhasmasu. They were worshipping Shiva for their material motives and they were not realizing his actual position. Just like Bhasmasura is for the passing of Bhasmasura. But Lord Shankar will only be pleased if we do the worship of Ram and Krishna, who are his worshipable deities. Not otherwise. If we separately treat him, then he is upset. He will not be pleased. Now, he spoke of the pastime that he wanted to see that Mohini form of Krishna, who hypnotized or attracted all these asuras, and this is while distributing the pot of nectar. But Maharaj says he doesn't want to see for himself. He wanted to see that form of Krishna to teach the material, this jivas in this world who are sadhakas, that I, who is Sadashiv Tattva, non-different from Vishnu Tattva, if I can be bewildered by this illusion, no, it's not illusion energy, but the energy of Krishna in this way, then why cannot we? So we should be very careful. And then he spoke in English, we all know. And then he also said there are examples like Chota Haridas and all that. So here he was giving instructions for both male and female devotees to be very careful. And he quoted that verse, it says, even you should not sit with your mother and sister. And he says similarly, like Parvati, she was stopping Shankar to see that form of Krishna. Similarly, the Guru, he acts here and he stops the disciple, be careful, but the disciple doesn't listen. And Guru tries so much, but he doesn't. So then he says, okay, you go and have a ride of Maya.
What?
Have a ride of Maya.
A ride, go ride with Maya for a while.
Then he said about that fight which took place between Shankar and Krishna. This is at due to that Pundrik Vasudev. What he did? No. He is different.
Kanda.
But there's another thing he was speaking here. I was trying to recall that. Anyway, I'll tell you later on. I'm not able to recall that. So Pundit Vasudev, he had two hands, and he put another two artificial hands, and actually that I am the real Vasudev, and that Vasudev is just Jibauchi. He is not real Vasudev, so he should stop calling him as Vasudev, and then he'll be all right. Otherwise, tell him I'm coming and I'll kill him. So they said, okay, no problem, you come and kill him. So then the fight took place, and then what happened to save Pundit Vasudev? This Kashi, this king of Kashi, he came, and along with him his son also came. But Krishna killed everybody and Vasudev, and he was so angry that he burnt up all the Kashi, and then Lord Shiva also had to run from there, and he left his ashrams there and ran, and then he